Someone just figured out how to easily leverage trade two of the top performing crypto stocks. This is crazy.
If you like what Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy is doing, if you like what BlackRock and Coinbase is doing, then you will absolutely love this.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Okay, we got a really cool thing here. Someone has figured out how to easily leverage trade the top two performing crypto stocks. I'm talking about MicroStrategy and Coinbase. Pay attention.
Okay, so if you're having a hard time or know of anybody who's having a hard time getting into the digital asset space because it's clunky, it's confusing, there's wallets, there's this, but look, you know, the writing is on the wall right now. America is set to become the crypto capital of the planet. Money is pouring into Bitcoin right now. Ethereum is poised to explode. How do you take advantage of all this? Right? How? So this is an opportunity for traditional finance investors to gain exposure to two of the top performing stocks when you look at what Coinbase is doing and when you look at what Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy is doing. This is one of those plays where you can actually gain leverage to the best performing stocks on the stock market. This is crazy.
And I think the timing is perfect. What did we just see happen last month? We saw the IPO of Circle, right? So I think this could potentially kick off is like a crypto stock season where you're going to see a lot of attention fall on new crypto IPOs, crypto stocks, any sort of publicly traded company on either the New York Stock Exchange or the Canadian Stock Exchange. Any sort of stock that has exposure to crypto, I think, could really see a lot of tailwinds, because what we saw Circle prove is that stock traders and investors want crypto. They want exposure in crypto in their portfolios. And what does that mean specifically? We're talking about the first company in Canada to provide a 2x leveraged ETF exposure to MicroStrategy and Coinbase.
This is absolutely crazy, because when you look at Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy, it is the top performing stock over the past 5 to 10 years. It is outperforming NVIDIA, Amazon, Apple, you name it. And that's because this guy's nerded the system. Like he's issuing shares, he's buying Bitcoin, he's doing this, he's doing that. Imagine if you could now 2x leverage what he's doing.
Yeah.
That is wild.
And the thing about leverage trading is it is kind of complicated, like getting exposure to these assets. You know, you have to get in, figure out how leverage trading works. Your average retail investor, they're not going to spend that time doing it, right? So for a small cap publicly traded company on the Canadian stock market to figure out a way to get exposure to a 2x leverage MicroStrategy or Coinbase. Now, this company also owns actual crypto assets themselves, like Solana, Cardano, etc. And there's a bunch of other cool acquisitions they made. So there's no way with a potential bull market for crypto stocks entering now with the IPO of Circle, and we've seen how well MicroStrategy and Coinbase have done, there's no way that we're going to be ignoring this company, which is called Universal Digital.
What is Universal Digital? This is a Canadian company that provides exposure to a high growth industry right now, which is blockchain technology and crypto. Look, right now I have boomers constantly asking me, Nifty, Josh, what should I be doing with my capital? I got 500K right now. What should I be doing with it? And I know that they are confused. They see Bitcoin exploding on the CNBC. They're like, fuck, like, how do I gain access to it? I tell them about BitTensor. They have no idea what the heck that even is. Mm-hmm. How do I gain access to this? man, I'm telling you, I have so many people ask me these questions.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, this is what you need to do. It's too complicated. Well, here you go. This is the perfect way to gain access to the most high performing stocks on the stock market right now.
Yeah. Like I think this is, again, this is not financial advice. You need to do your own research on these publicly traded stocks. But in our personal opinion, I think the timing right now for crypto stocks is perfect because of what you just mentioned. Traditional finance people in the stock market, they're starting to see that Bitcoin, this is not a fad. Yeah. This is here to stay. It's going to be rocketing probably into new all-time highs soon. It's continued to perform year after year, outperforming almost all other assets. They're like, okay, we need to get exposure to this. But they're not going to be downloading Phantom and MetaMask and staking for, like, this is not going to happen, right? They want to be like, look, we have our stock portfolio. How do we add crypto stocks?
Here's my 500K. Do it for me.
Yeah. Like they want you to do it for them. So they're going to see, you know, yes, they can invest in MicroStrategy, Coinbase, but potentially they want to look at a smaller market cap opportunity. And that's going to be something like Universal Digital, right? The ticker is LFG.CN on the CSE. And there's just not that many projects or companies of this quality that are providing this ease of access to actual crypto assets like Solana, Cardano, or 2x leverage on MicroStrategy or Coinbase. And then when you actually look into what Universal Digital is doing and the acquisitions they're making, this looks even more exciting.
This is why this 2x leverage ETF is so important. There is currently an excess of $3.6 billion in US assets invested in the 2x long MSTR targeted ETFs in the USA, and almost $850 million in assets invested in 2x long coin targeted ETFs in the USA. And that is exactly why they are partnering with Longpoint Asset Management to make this happen.
And then when you look at the strategic moves that Universal Digital is making, they just acquired a company that has this Bullwave platform, right? So a non-custodial software analytics platform, which offers real-time market signals, portfolio tracking, and performance benchmarking for crypto traders. Now, that is something that's going to make it way easier for anyone to buy, sell, and trade crypto to maximize their portfolio. So not only when you're looking at Universal Digital, okay, what do they offer? They've got this leverage, 2x leverage ETF. They offer exposure for traditional finance to own actual crypto assets. And now they've bought this Bullwave platform, which is one of the market leaders in crypto analytics, crypto trading dashboards. So they're becoming like this all-in-one crypto play. It's not just one thing. It's not the other thing. They're kind of becoming this all-in-one play, which is extremely easy for retail traders to get access to. And I just don't think there's a lot of people doing that.
They also have an infrastructure side to the business as well that I found out. So they're operating as a validator on Solana. And obviously, for any one of our followers who know that we like to stake, like we're currently staking our BitTensor, for example, and we're earning 18% per year, or APY. So there, in the DeFi world, there is a way to earn money on top of your money. And when they're operating as a validator on Solana, this is allowing them to create recurring revenue. And that goes back into the company just by being this validator and securing the network on Solana. Like, you know, the fact that they're also integrated with these DeFi protocols is also quite fascinating.
And this is one of the biggest moves that Universal Digital has just made. Look at their partnership with GFA Japan. This allows them to bring world-class Bitcoin treasury market solutions to the Japanese market, to Japanese corporations, at a time when institutional adoption is accelerating globally within the world's fastest growing crypto market. That's insane.
Look at the Meta Planets chart right now. These guys are Japan's MicroStrategy. You know Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy? Pull up that chart. They are both ripping on the back of Bitcoin treasuries. And now Universal is set to become only the second company in Japan to adopt this strategy.
And just look at the stats. Bitcoin comprises over 65% of all crypto holdings on Japanese exchanges as of Q1 2025. So you just know that Japan loves Bitcoin. So what better time for a new company to enter the Japanese Bitcoin treasury market than Universal Digital right now? All right, so let's just go back. Not only have they just launched this 2x leveraged crypto equity ETF last month, not only did they just acquire 100% of the Bullwave crypto analytics platform, but they also last month closed an oversubscribed $1.6 million private placement, showing significant interest in Universal Digital. I think the timing now is perfect when you look at what is going on in the global economy, the macro tailwinds for crypto, the macro tailwinds for crypto stocks, the fact that Universal Digital is starting to establish itself as a leader in several different areas of crypto, not just one. I think the timing is now to look at Universal Digital. And of course, this isn't financial advice, and you have to do your own research when it comes to stocks and investing because nothing is guaranteed. But we're saying, look, read the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
Crypto stocks could be set for a big run here. And of course, nothing is guaranteed. But if you're ignoring this, it might be a bad idea.
Yeah, look, this is unique access to amplified exposure of some of the hottest names on the planet right now. And that's Coinbase and MicroStrategy. Look, I mean, they've created a bridge that connects TradFi with Web3. And I think this is where you could see a lot of money pouring into over the coming years. And I think this is a stock that needs to be watched.
100%. I mean, look, my own opinion, this is not financial advice. This is strictly my opinion. But what happens if Bitcoin rips to 150 or 200K? Ethereum rips to 5, 6, 7K? What's going to happen to a small cap crypto stock like Universal Digital, which is currently sitting at a $10 million market cap, right? Could be interesting to see. That's why I'm watching this one.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, if you like this episode, smash the like button. Give us a thumbs up. Let us know in the comments what you think. And then tune to the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.